talk a little bit about the 70s, because there were a lot of changes. KAWI or KY94 or whatever it was, its incarnation was at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like having a competing radio station right there in your building, wasn't it?
It was. And Katie, we were always trying to be consistent with the formatting at the time that we owned it. And KWI started out as a beautiful music station, stereo.
Music for both ears.
Music, yeah, radio for both ears. And nobody knew what FM was, and especially FM stereo. Mm-hmm. So I would go out to Ford and Chevy and all the car dealerships and say, if you will order in cars with FM radios, we'll give you 100 free spots or whatever, just to get it going. Then we go to the appliance stores and furniture stores that sold radio and push, FM radio, be sure and get FM coming, you know, into the market. And we would give commercials to stores like, some of the bigger furniture stores that had the nice console FM stereo.
Lutz's Radio Supply.
There you go. So if they would play our KWI station during the day and people would walk in and, wow, that's a radio station in stereo, we would give them commercials. Mm-hmm. Then I would go out with a stereo tape recorder, reel-to-reel tape recorder, and give samples to Rotary Club, Lions Club, anybody that would listen and say, this is what KAWI is going to sound like. It's true stereo. This is a big deal in radio.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd go out and play, you know, this is what it, left channel, right channel. So we had to sell and educate the public and, you know, business people. This is what FM stereo is.
Well, and then I remember you did the promotion, the first stereo basketball game or something. That had to be it.
That was fun. And then, as far as Bill Sims and I could find out, it was probably the first true stereo basketball game ever in the country. We couldn't
find
anything.
And explain how it worked.
So what happened was KWI FM stereo 94.5, we did NCHS, and Katie did Kelly Walsh High School. So we said, okay, Kelly Walsh, Natrona County, NCHS, Mustangs, you know, Kelly Walsh, Trojans. We're going to... They're going to play each other, crosstown, big deal. So how about, Bill, whenever Kelly Walsh has the basketball, you do the play-by-play. Mm-hmm. Whenever the Mustangs have the ball, I'll do the play-by-play. So I wish I could have, and I have it on tape, as you know, but to hear Bill Sims on the left channel and Larry Wakefield on the right channel, back and forth. And we were great until the first jump ball, and we kind of looked at each other like, okay, who's got the jump ball, you know? But yeah, we did everything we could to, promote the FM stereo.
I remember aspects. When they designed the first live studio for KAWI, the engineer at the time, Phil Kuhn, or he went by Phil Rogers on the air, had designed the studio with two microphones that sat about, I don't know, 4 inches apart from each other. And I remember when you would announce, and you tried to be right smack dab in the middle of the microphone, but if you turned your head, it was like you walked all the way across the room.
Yeah, so they went to the one microphone.
Yeah.
And KWI then, when we started, you know, changing the format and going live with adult contemporary music, mostly album play.
Album-oriented rock.
Yeah, AOR, album-oriented rock. And they came up with this eagle as their logo, and it was really pretty exciting. But it was competing with some bit of Katy radio, you know? Mm-hmm. So you have these announcers on this side of the hall, you know, push. And they had some really talented people, Phil Black and some others. And, of course, the Katy crew over here kind of defending their territory. Hey, we've got Katy over here playing this music. But
and both basically going after the same audience.
Pretty much. The same audience. Yeah, it was kind of interesting. So times were changing, and the music was changing, and Pat recognized that and said, you know, beautiful music is nice, but it's elevator music. Mm-hmm. You know, let's get this FM station involved in the community, give it its own identity. Let's go after a different, you know, a bigger audience. And it was very successful. It was great. So, had its own sales team, you know, sales set up. And then finally, at one time, we had, you know, again, competing sales forces, KWI over here, KD over here. And at one point, we merged and said, which station or both would you like to buy?
Yeah, new so, combos and whatever.
And, you know, everything was dollars and cents. So we had Ray Ebert, Ed Tenney, Ross Davis, Pat Johnson, Leah Boyd, Leah Ashbaugh, Connie Moore. She started at our 1400 Katy Lane actually cleaning the stations. Then at certain times of the year, back to school or Halloween or whatever.
Christmas
greetings. Said, you want to try and sell these on the phone? And she did. And it just blew up. It was like, that's unbelievable. So we hired her to go, you know, sell advertising. And she understands still is very successful in Casper. But yeah, she was a great talent. And of course, the first person people would see when they walked in Katy was Judy Lewis. And she was kind of the rock. She directed traffic, did our program logs, handed out all the Katy quiz, you know, prizes that we gave away.
645 RPM records that no one ever wanted to hear.
Exactly. So Judy was
six
a real
pack of Pepsi.
Yeah, she was a real key part of the whole operation. And she's still in broadcasting in Casper, right? So, yeah. We did a lot of remote broadcasts. Kmarting at Kmart on a Sunday afternoon, Blue Light Special. Here is Don Steele, a.k.a. Dave Nutter.
Yeah. That was kind of a controversy, too, because that program had started at KVOC. And Steve Rimmel had heard me. And he came up to Kmart one day and said, how would you like to come to work at Katy? And, you know, everybody wanted to go to work at Katy if you were into rock and roll and whatnot. So I said, yeah, and we set a date and the whole nine yards. Well, nobody thought about the Kmart show except for maybe Bill Sims. Because Sid King was at KVOC, the general manager, and he called Madder Than a Wet Hen to Bill Sims, you're taking my guy, you're not, he cannot do the Kmart show. And I had been doing it over there for quite a while. And so it was kind of a mess, because it was the number one, it was the, if I remember right, it was the number one account at the radio station at the time.
And it was four hours on Sundays?
Yeah, from 12:30 until 4,
okay,
every Sunday, and whatnot. But they paid big bucks to do that live, and Sid didn't want to lose the money, and Bill and they kind of agreed that I wouldn't do the show for a while, and then Kmart stepped up and said, we want that 15-year-old kid, and that's all I was at the time.
Yeah.
And
but you had it down, but the Blue Light Special.
It was
great.
And of course, my mom worked at Kmart and had worked at Kmart since the store opened. So I had, you know, I knew everybody in the store anyway. So it was, you know, let's go Kmarting at Kmart.
That's right.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Great.